Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Mexa.
Welcome back. Hour number two of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090. What a great show today. Captain Frank Lopresti, Kathy Rounds in here joining us. We're talking all kinds of fishing, all kinds of fun, and all kinds of great information. If you want to join us in this second hour, man, you are going to be part of a great show and lots of good stuff and lots of good times, Corey.
That's what I call it right there. And
you know what? If people could only listen to the breaks about what we're talking about. We're not talking about pizza or wine. We're talking about fishing.
Oh, it's straight fishing. And your first mate, too, throwing it down. And we're talking everything from Wahoo to El Salto to nothing but fun times. If you want to join us, we have one line open at 858-457-1090 and the other line 877-792-1090.
You got it, man. We're going to be giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty to one lucky caller at the end of the show today. As we said in the beginning, man, such great fishing going on in that beautiful boat. Captain Taro, Captain Evil running a great operation and just absolutely crushing the fish. And so cool that you can so consistently have good offshore yellowfin tuna fishing on a full-day trip. You wake up in your own bed in the morning, you go to your own bed at night and have a shot at just some fantastic offshore tuna fishing on a short trip, but get treated like going on a full-day trip on the Liberty is like plucking one day out of the middle of a four-day trip on the Royal Polaris. You know, you got great food, you got a great bunk, you got a fantastic crew. You're just plucking one day out of the center and going fishing.
You know, it's kind of interesting because, as you well know, he was brought up by Booger.
Mm-hmm.
And he spent many years on that boat. And I remember Booger, calling Booger, and I said, "Booger, do you tell me what you'd like? Do you want him to have a boat?"
Yeah.
And he paused for a minute, and he said, "Absolutely." And, boy, just my hat's off to Booger for being, you know, wanting to see his guy become successful, and what a fine operator he is.
You're not kidding. And what a cool thing. I mean, that's taking somebody's right-hand man. You know, I mean, the guy that ran the boat and how, I mean, nobody knows that more than you, Frank. You've had it happen and then not happen 100 times in your career, but when you have a guy that you can walk away from your pride and joy and your operation, your everything, and know that your passengers are taken care of and know that your boat's taken care of and your equipment, and you know that your people are getting the same type of treatment that you would be giving them, and then to just, you know, okay, that's it, you know, no more. But
there's two things here. Number one, how can you ever stop anybody from trying to better themselves?
No doubt.
That's number one. Number two, if you give a darn about the industry, and we do have some fine young people coming up, believe me, there's some changes coming along here that you'll see that are just amazing, and there's some very, very sharp young men, and the industry is in good hands.
That's great. Yeah, that's pretty darn cool. Well, hey, with that said, it's time to find out what's going on the water. It's time for the Catch Report, Corey.
And it's the FishDope.com report, sponsored by Dana Lana of Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing, complete saltwater tackle shop, full deli, Mexican and California licenses, trip and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle. Hey, Rick, we both know about that,
no
too.
Doubt.
And the freshwater tackle and live bait and great day on the lake. Dana Landing right across from SeaWorld next to Dana Landing Launch Ramp in Mission Bay and East County Bait and Tackle Shop at the end of the 67 in Maple View and Lakeside. Check danalanding.com. And who do we have on the line? We have Mark Wish. And I know where that's at. That's a Bolsa Chica manager. Mark, good morning.
Hey, what's up, Mark?
Good job, Corey. Hey, Ricky, Frank, Kathy. Well, along with our fine fall fishing, we sure had some world-class tropical squalls rolling through here last night. Man, that was probably the best lightning show I've ever seen in SoCal, and I'm glad I got to do it from my couch instead of being out there on the water. But, at Catalina, seeing signs of the late fall doldrum showing up over there. It's just starting to get in that twilight zone mode a little bit. Still quite a bit of bonita scattered around. They're fun to catch, and they're great lobster bait. And a few yellows mixed in with them. Backside west has been the best zone for the yellowtails there. Not much in the reports at all this week from San Clemente Island proper. The last word I got, a couple different guys was slow fishing over there, so that'll change. You know how that goes. Along the coast, exactly the opposite. It's been really a fun week. The whole bunch of mid-grade sized yellowtails showed up kind of out of nowhere. Fishing out there on the horseshoe was really good. They were biting. And some of that fish was caught on fly line baits and some really good fishing on the surface iron and on the yo-yo jigs. And the big advantage, guys, to hooking them on the jigs is that you're typically fishing heavier tackle. There is no shortage of sea lions out there that want to eat your yellowtail. So you get them on the heavy tackle, you get them in a lot quicker. A lot of big bonita mixed in with that yellowtail. Also, the best zone was kind of the middle outside of the horseshoe there. A lot of fish around. Hopefully they stick. On the outside, those bluefin tunas have still been biting pretty darn good off the backside of Clemente. That area seems to be trickling kind of out to the northwest there. It's more like 10 to 15 miles off the island now compared to what it's been. But pretty decent schools. Most of them want to bite a little bit, not all of them. Of course, they're bluefin. You know how that goes. Best tackle has been in that 30 and sometimes 40-pound range there for that 25 to 60-pound fish. There's still some big ones mixed in, so you're going to get cleaned out once in a while. You hook one of them big ones on that lighter tackle, but that's just the way it is. But it's just what a phenomenal fishery that's been this year. And then those yellowfin and the dolphin schools, most of that's on the inside of Clemente. Check that zone between the mackerel bank and the 289 there. There's been some of that good grade yellowfin in there. And then, of course, that yellowfin down below the border is still biting full speed. Seems like some more Dorado and yellowtail mixed in with that. So collectively, there's just so much good fishing. We got great weather on the horizon, guys. It's time to go fishing.
Mark, boy, couldn't agree with you more. Great report. And October is just the time when it all happens. Weather usually straightens out. Great fishing, lighter loads. It's just time to go.
Yeah, it's really neat. I mean, there's so much going on around here now. I didn't get a chance to even talk about marlin fishing. You probably see some of that swordfish drifting down this way. They've been up above, you know, for the deep drop guys to be doing some of that. And, of course, that tuna fishing. That tuna fishing usually goes a lot longer than anybody wants to go tuna fishing. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting fall. Conditions are good. Water's warm, man. It's looking good.
You're not kidding. Well, a great report and great information. If you want to keep up on great information, right, like just like that, we always say that fishdope.com, that is the spot to do it. Complete report. Get reporters like Mark, Danny compiles, Jason compiles, a bunch of great information. And if you want to save $20 off a new membership, the code this week, hook up now. Again, hook up now, all lowercase, no space. Save you $20 on a new membership. And, Mark, if somebody wants to come find you, how do we do it at Pacific Edge?
Well, Corey said it on the corner of Volta Chica and Edgier there in Huntington Beach. The phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, Ricky, brace yourself. I'm going freshwater bass fishing tomorrow.
Hey, nice. All right, buddy. Well, we'll look forward to a combo report next week.
Good luck there, Mark.
That's going to be something different, man.
It's a lot of fun. Careful. It's very, very addicting.
So I've been told. Yeah, we might be fishing that lake by you guys at San Vicente there is where my buddy wants to go. So
it's a great spot. Mark, have a great time. Appreciate doing such a great job on the report. We'll talk to you next week.
You know,
okay, we'll
one of the important things to remind folks of is this is when the loads start getting lighter. And you really see it now. I mean, during the week, I think the other day there was only 20-some passengers on the Liberty. And this is the time, if you want to avoid big crowds, this is the time to go.
And phenomenal fishing. I mean, obviously,
some of the
it's
best
fishing,
fishing of the year.
Fishing happens. Fishing goes through ups and downs no matter what month or what species or what you're doing. But this very commonly is some of the best fishing we have.
Absolutely.
And very commonly some of the best weather we have, too. The fall is... It's always, when you start asking the guys that have been around for a long time, almost all of them will tell you the fall is their favorite.
Absolutely.
It's time to be going. Hey, let's continue on with our catch report down to C4 Sport Fishing. Marcos, you better be on your best behavior. The boss in the studio this morning.
We are super busy down here. We're all doing important stuff, keeping busy, not taking naps. Yeah, definitely not misbehaving at all.
And I suppose, Marcos, you've got some property to sell me at Aleos Rocks, too.
Wait a second. What are you implying? Well, we've had some good fishing. Like I said, you're just talking about, and we talk about every year, this September, October, sometimes even November, some of the best fishing we have. And loads are light, but the fish still around, and almost always the fish outlast the fishermen. You know, it's like everybody's excited to go fishing in May. But October is out of the question sometimes, you know, so you get some of those lighter loads. But we've got some great fishing right now. half-day trips, still picking away at some bonito, calico bass, good bottom fishing on there. A little inconsistent. Yesterday a little slower, but we had a little bit of weather roll through. Before that, we had a lot of bonito. Those full-day trips, still fishing offshore. Still seeing skipjack, yellowtail, yellowfin on some of those. Again, a little down day yesterday, but Thursday, 49 yellowfin, 118 skipjack, and 47 yellowtail for 44 anglers. So very good fishing there. Then those overnight trips, still catching those. A little bit of bluefin in the mix there, yellowfin, dorado, skipjack, yellowtail. Very good fishing on there, like we talked about. And if you go look at our website, seaforthlanding.com, you can see the full schedule up there. You're going to see some trips that we've added this year and been running. We've been running some day and three-quarter and two and three-quarter day trips. And those have actually gotten pretty popular. People are liking those. You get a little extra day of fishing in there, leave in the middle of the day, leave at noon, fish that day, fish the next day, possibly the following day if you do that two and three-quarter day fishing up there looking for those big bluefin. So definitely keep an eye out for those. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. We've got our half day, our full day, those one days, day and a half, those day and three-quarter, some two and three-quarter trips in there, some long trips coming up here like we usually see at the end of the year there. So definitely check that out. Give us a call at the office here, 619-224-3383. And if we don't get to your phone call right away, it's because we're super busy and super productive this morning.
That's right.
But you can always come down and visit us in person also. Check out the tackle shop, talk to the guys down here, get a Rock Cod Rick breakfast burrito, and make your reservations.
Great job, Marcos. Great fishing. I got to let you go because I know how busy you are at Seaforth this
morning. Super busy today.
Yeah, sure. We're going to let you go and get back to the craziness. Marcos, great report, buddy. Appreciate that. Sounds like still some really steady fishing going on. And, boy, we look forward to hearing another great one next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. Thanks a lot, buddy.
You know, Rick, that when he talked about the two and a half day, two and three quarter day, I think the Lowands running a two and three quarter. The Liberties run a two and a half next Monday, something like that. Really, like, just to give you an example, Ray on the American Angler was up there for a couple of days because he couldn't go south because of the storm.
Sure.
And the flat fall fishing from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock, he had anywhere from 10 to 20 fish each night, 7 to 10,
okay,
on the flat falls. Pretty much 40 to 70-pound fish.
Nice one.
And he had one day where they drifted all day long. They bit the bait. I think it was his first day of the trip. And I believe he had 46 fish, limits for his people that day, of 40 to 60-pound fish.
That's nice.
Just
great
fishing. And you know, not everybody is going to hit a day like that, but there is some pretty good fishing. And if you do a two-and-a-half-day trip, you get many shots at that flat falling.
I love that you get multiple opportunities to fish that low light and no light condition.
That's right.
And those are your opportunities when those fish let their guard down a little bit. You can fish a little heavier tackle. You can fish bigger hooks. You can do all the things that can stack the odds in your favor you get to do in those low light conditions.
That's
and they're
right.
Designed
with
to
bluefin,
give
you need some things in your favor.
Yeah, that's for sure. I want to say one more thing, too, before we do go to break. And you were talking about, you know, how great our industry is and people coming up. And it was just something that I thought about when we were talking about the great fishing on the San Diego and how stoked I was to see Captain Matt Brawla taking the San Diego out for a couple of trips. I remember Matt working in the rental room at Fisherman's Landing.
Isn't that amazing?
And then being on the boat for a long time. He's always been one of my most favorite crew members. I love going fishing on the San Diego and always one of my most favorite crew members to get to go fishing with and steal some information from and things like that. And pretty darn cool watching him take the boat out and then also put the boat on some great catches. You know, it's been really fun. It's always fun to watch the progression happen.
It is. It really is. And it makes your heart just feel wonderful.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, that is going to wrap up our catch report today. This report was sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pump and switches and sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. The BG1 oil and fuel detector could save you from thousands in fines, detecting oil in your bilge, and turning your pump off before you dump it into the water. Just one of several switches and sensors made by Blue Guard Innovations. Check bluebgi.com for more info. Corey, the phones are packed. Let's jump back into them.
Let's do it. We're going to talk to Adam. Adam's calling from Marietta. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup this morning, Adam.
Yo, Adam.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Kathy. How are you guys doing today?
Morning.
Doing good.
I was scheduled to go to Cedros this last weekend, and unfortunately Sergio had other plans and kind of messed that up for us. So Rosie and Jeff added a trip in November on the 14th of November, a five-day trip. So we're jumping on that trip instead.
Nice.
And they're their website lists different swim baits to bring. They list out the MC swim baits of different colors, but when I go to the MC swim baits website, it doesn't identify those colors. It's like the watermelon, I'm guessing, is going to be green and red, and our local Turner's has MC swim baits, but it doesn't name the colors either. So I was wondering, is there some place on the web that I can look at to see, have them identify those colors? And then the second question is, that's, you know, more than 4 weeks from now, if you guys could look into the future, what would you guys say that maybe the conditions might be the middle of November there, if there's some different baits I would try instead for that time of year?
No, you know, that's a great question. And you know, as far as the bass fishing and the colors of the EMC swim baits, Adam, you can't go wrong with any of the colors down there, really. I mean, they'll eat anything from an orange belly, brown bait, you know, gold color to...
You got it in your tackle box, just put it on.
Seriously, I mean, Frank's hitting it on the head. They will eat it, trust me. And there might be a day where, yeah, they're eating that, you know, Jeff calls a watermelon color. It's, I think, a bleeding kelp fish or something. It's red and red glitter and an army green back, and it's going to work. A sardine pattern's going to work. Adam, seriously, you can't go wrong. And I know surface iron is a really good one, but if you're going to fish in tight, in the kelp, in on the rock, the weedless swim bait, yeah, there's no better way, honestly.
The funnest way to fish them, and your 8-inch weedless, well, all of them really, but your 8-inch weedless in particular is a really good lure for good longevity also. It's a big bait that you can cast a long way, but the... You know, that newer style, you know, screw lock, weighted hook that goes on them as opposed to the traditional leadhead, you just get so many fish out of one particular bait.
You really do, and they're easy to rig, and it's easy to do. Yeah, hey, you know, thinking of November 3rd, Tackle Day, you can come on down, Adam, and I'll have some stuff there. I'm making some really unique colors in the 5-inch Viejos, too, that'll work good, and the sale pricing is unbeatable, like incredible, so... I mean, you can come down then, and so other than the calico bass stuff, other things would be surface iron, and I think the conditions down there are going to be phenomenal. I think
you're going to need some yo-yo jigs.
There it is.
Right, and it's tough to say. November can be a little slower on the yellowtail fishing, but with the storms that they've had, I wouldn't be surprised to see November be good the whole month. Okay, so I think he's going to have phenomenal fishing, and he's always got a chance for a white sea bass or a grouper or whatever.
The one thing that I would maybe, too, throw in your bag, Adam, and I don't think you need to stock up very heavy, but I would throw a Wahoo trolling lure in there. Like, already this year, they've had several trips where they take the skiffs over to San Benito's Island, and there have been quite a few scores of guys catching Wahoo trolling back and forth between the islands. So I don't
there
think...
are some Wahoo caught day before yesterday, just 20 miles outside of Cedrus.
There you go. I think that having, you know, one good Wahoo trolling lure, putting a Marauder or one of those CD30s or a big X-Rap or something
right
along those lines would be a good call just to have in the box.
For sure.
Yeah. Adam, have a great trip, buddy. I know one
great
thing,
trip.
You're certainly in for a good one. Appreciate the call very much. Who's up next, Corey?
Well, let's do this, and we're going to talk to Larry. Larry's calling from Torrance. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Larry.
Hello, yeah, you got a copy?
Loud and clear, Larry.
And
go
four.
Oh, great, yeah. I like that segment that you guys had. Somebody called in about, you know, etiquette at the rail and such. And I used to be a pinhead out there on the Liberty back in the 70s and stuff, when it was out of San Pedro next to the Freedom there. It really made a big difference to me as a deckhand and helper and such. When somebody that doesn't fish every day came and, you know, just, you know, maybe pulled a couple bucks out of his pocket and handed it over and say, hey, could you just keep an eye on me to make sure I'm doing things right? Or, you know, if we're on a bite, you know, get me to cast me out, you know, so I can get on the spot and then, you know, hand it off and I'll work the rail and you can go about your business. But, you know, and it really inspired you, too, if you said, well, hey, I'll split the jackpot with you at the end of the day if you keep an eye on me, you know.
No, you're hitting some good points on the head, Larry, and I think if you're going out on one of the exceptional boats out of one of our San Diego landings, traditionally, I mean, they're going to want to help you out. It's not going to take necessarily what you're describing to make that happen. And you know, even like Booger on the San Diego, hats off to him. He's done away with the jackpot, okay? And it's taken away the competition level, and it's taken away that extra edgy vibe, and it's created a atmosphere of camaraderie and really a good situation and what he's done. And everybody's friendly. They want to help you out. It's that kind of scenario. You go on with Taro on the Liberty, he's got the same concept and the same idea coming up underneath the wings of Booger himself. So, Larry, you're hitting some things right, but you come down one of our lands.
A lot of those things were true in the old days, but today we're just anxious to see you aboard and show you
there
a good time. And you know, obviously a lot of people will take care of the crew at the end of the day, but you don't need to even think about that before you, when you get on the boat, because
it comes with the service provided.
You're darn right it does. Yes. And we want to, and our eyes are always open on that beginner. Believe me, we have crew members that just pick them out. You know, we had a guy on the last trip. God, where was he from? He was, I don't know, back east somewhere. His name was Alan, and I watched him the first day, and I thought, oh boy, oh boy. I ended up giving him, I announced him as the most improved angler during at the end of the trip. He got a Royal Polaris hat for his efforts.
Cool.
That's awesome.
He did a phenomenal job. Oh, Alan did. Just really did well. And by the end of the trip, you know, he was using some of that Shimano gear that they had given.
Cool.
He was just having himself a ball.
Casting bait, and
booked for next year's 10-day already.
Cool. Isn't that the way to do it?
And that was his first trip. He said, this is my bucket list trip. He says, I don't know if I'll ever do it again, but he's already booked.
Pretty
cool to watch a guy like that. And I got to say, it was due to the crews just helping that guy out.
Yeah, there it is. And it didn't take the forward progression that Larry was necessarily describing.
No $20 bills, no.
Right.
You made the mention of your crew being so good about picking out beginners. And I mean, that's what they do, you know, and they're you know, it's probably very obvious to them. But that's the one thing I did take from Larry's call that I do think is a good one, is there is nothing wrong with going up and just introducing yourself. Hey, I'm, you know, my name's Rick. This is only my second time going on this boat, man. If you see anything that you think I could be working on, I'd be stoked. You know, it doesn't have you don't have to announce yourself as a guy that doesn't know what's going on. Just say, hey, I haven't fished on this boat, man. If there's anything you see that I could be doing better, give me a heads up. They're going to pick up between the crews that work on these boats these days. Like you said, it's just not the old days anymore. They are so good.
And you know, some anglers, you know, they don't want to improve anymore, but some do. And I know we had this one guy, Mike, that his casting left a little bit to be desired. But before the end of the trip, nice, beautiful cast with a fly line sardine. And it's because he wanted to improve it. And he asked a crew member.
Awesome.
And Tommy got on him right away.
And us as men usually are not very forthcoming in saying, hey, I need some help. Like, I want to learn more, you know?
And that's why the lady anglers are always better.
I was just going to say that. It takes a Kathy to come on board.
First thing I do when I get on a boat, I find the crew member to say, what's working?
Yeah, totally.
I mean, I don't know what's out there and working that day or the day before.
There's not a better source of information, period, than the guys that are working on that boat. You know, we pride ourselves in the tackle store. Other shops I know exactly the same, but they're flat out is not a better source of information than the guy that gets to watch it happen every single day. The morning of, he knew what happened yesterday and the week before. That's the best source for sure. Hey, appreciate the call, Tom, very much.
Hey, that was a great call, Larry. And that did open the line at 858-457-1090. Give us a shout. We're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty. We come back with Southern California Sport Fishing Voice of Southern California. It's Let's Talk Hook about the Mighty 1090. We're going to have more from Frank, more from Kathy in just a moment.
Get ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 3rd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern, and we are pulling out all the stops on this one with discounts from 20 to 60% on hundreds of items. Just listen to this list of vendors. Accurate, AFTCO, Avet, CalStar, Costa, Daiwa, Fishworks, Gamakatsu, Iser, Mustad, Nomad, Okuma, Olakai, Owner, P-Line, Penn, Phoenix, PowerPro, Salty Crew, Crew, Seaguar, Seeker, Shimano, West Coast Marine, and Yozuri. That's right, over 20 manufacturers' reps, plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Closeouts we've never offered before at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Show your surface iron skills. The winner gets a Tranks 500 worth $500. It's our biggest sale of the year with hundreds of items discounted up to 60%. Plus, plenty of manufacturers' incentives to spice up the pot. We'll have a huge raffle, lots of fun for everyone. So don't miss it. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle clothing and accessories. Saturday, November 3rd, check fishermanslanding.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check out CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business, Promar. Based in SoCal, Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have all styles of hoop nets, including the new Ambush XL Heavy, 14-pound, 36-inch rigid hoop net, the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarnets.com. It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independent Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at IndependentSportFishing.com.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 19 stores and more to come throughout Southern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a fun time in the studio with Frank and Kathy and fun stuff.
Right? Yeah, man, there's so much good fishing going on. And speaking of good fishing going on, we're going to head on down to the East Cape over to Palma State Cortez. Pete Gray is on the line. What's up, Pete?
Hey, good morning, Rick, Corey, Frank, Kathy. How's the show going?
Oh, you're really you're good. Missing a great one, buddy. We're having a really good time and some really good info today.
Wow, fantastic. I've been listening on the Let's Talk Hookup app. That app is just amazing. Here I am in Los Feliz, Baja California, sir, and you just punch that app up on your phone and listen live, listen to archives. If you haven't downloaded that app, you need to do it. It is just flawless. It's so amazing. And
no doubt.
Thanks to Adam for all the work he does on that app. But I'll tell you what, this is our first day of our Let's Talk Hookup 24th annual Palma State Cortez Fall Spectacular, and it is spectacular down here. Weather is beautiful day. The whole group, we have 22 teams with 65 people in our tournament this year. We have a big tournament. That's probably about as big as we ever want to make it, but really, really great. And the fishing is good. It's not great, but it's good. Some nice tuna landed yesterday up to 60 pounds. There were some wahoo and some dorado and marlin around, but we're hoping, you know, with this much coverage today and the good weather, that we're going to have a much better day for the group today. And I'll have a full report on day one of our two-day tournament tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup. But I wanted to tell you just how beautiful. I'm sitting here on the balcony of our condo here at Palma State Cortez, and overlooking the Sierra Cortez, and we just had a casual breakfast here, and we're just getting ready to jump on our quads and ride down to Rancho Leonero, and then we're going to ride up to Punta Pescadero and do some snorkeling, have a little lunch, and then come back and tabulate all the scores here on the dock at Palmas de Cortez. But yesterday we had quite an adventure with Jimmy from Can Do ATV Rentals, and I know, Ricky, you used Jimmy last time as a friend of Eddie Domal's here, and what a great guy, man. And we've rented from other guys down here in the East Cape, but I'm going to tell you something. Jimmy is the man, and he runs basically the repair shop for all the ATVs down here in Los Perales, and really has the best equipment and just a super great guy. And I worked a deal out with him yesterday. I said, hey, if we mention you on the show, will you give our listeners a 10% discount? He said, yeah, sure. So if you mention Let's Talk Hookup to Can Do Rentals, they'll give you a 10% discount, whether you want a side-by-side or a four-seater or a quad, and just good people. And that's nice of Jimmy to do that. But he took us up on a guided tour, highly recommended, to San Bartolo. And
like we might be losing Pete there, but certainly agree. I mean, I can jump in the same thing. When I went down with my whole family last year, my mom, dad, sister in Dallas, and we rented one of those big six-seater, like side-by-sides, It was a three-bench and a three-bench across, very comfortable. And Eddie Dalmau from Palmas de Cortez, he's the one that recommended to us. He said not only are they, maybe the lesser expensive, but they got the newest equipment, and they buy all the brand-new stuff, and the guy's the best. But anyways, it's a super fun, and I know, Frank, Kathy, you guys have enjoyed Rancho Leonero and the East Cape, and it's a fun way to go about it, too. It's just
having that ATV is a lot of fun.
It is, yeah. It just adds a cool experience to an overall great trip.
It's good to know that we got this guy Jimmy. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, no doubt.
And not only, Rick, I wanted to say, not only up and down the beach, but I've heard, like, going to the waterfalls inland or something.
Totally. That's why we did it. We took the whole fam. You can go up one of those big arroyos, and it's fun, blasting around and driving the thing off the road there. But you're in what looks like dusty dirt, canyon. You go a little farther, it gets a little more green. You keep going back, it's a little more lush. And then all of a sudden, the ground almost looks like it's a little bit wet. And you go a little farther, and there is a killer waterfall that just runs right into the ground. It's a really cool thing, and a cool little pool, and it's a great side trip for sure. Especially if you get down there and there happens to be a little bit of wind or something. It's a fun side trip.
Side
for
event.
Sure. Well, hopefully we'll hear more tomorrow. We'll hear about that great tournament and hear about a lot more fun going on down there at Palmas de Cortez. But in the meantime, we got the phones packed up. Corey, let's jump back into them.
And you're right, Rick. They are absolutely packed up. We're going to take Eric. Eric's calling from Long Beach. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Eric.
Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I got a question for Frank. I'm going to be going on the Shogun at the end of the month on a 7-day. I mean, I've done it a couple of years in a row, and the last couple of years we've been straight fishing 80 to 100 for those yellowfins at Guadalupe. My understanding is that they're dropping down to lighter gear to get those yellowfins. So I'm just wondering what to expect there for our trip at the end of this month.
I think that your 80 to 100 is very, you're going to need that, but I would also have 40, 50, 60. Okay. 40, I don't think you need to drop below that. The 40 is when they're fishing that 40 to 70 pound fish. And most of the time, I think you said you're going in November, and in November it's going to be more of the big fish. So I would think my main rod would probably be 60, except for when you start getting into the 100, 120, 140 pounders, then I'd be using 80. But you never know what they're going to bite. So I would, I'd be a 40, 50, 60, 80, and 100. I'd have all five of those.
I know you said, Eric mentioned that you were going on the Shogun. Shogun have loaner tackle, rental tackle?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But you need to let us know ahead of time so that we have it. Okay?
And a question for Eric?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, we had a great trip last year with Renee on the Shogun. We got about 100 plus on the yellowfin, but I know conditions change every year, and it was a straight 80 pound. I think I used the whole trip, and the average is probably between 90 and 120 pound yellowfin. So, I'm really looking forward to it this year.
Good deal, and I'm sure you're going to have a good trip.
Eric, appreciate the phone call very much. Hey, our buddy Scott Sherman from Snap Insurance is on the line. What's up, Scott?
Hey, buddy, how you doing? Good show.
Doing great. Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, good weeks this week out on the boat. Went out hooping on Wednesday night and got limits for two guys after our second pull, and then went out yesterday and found a patty in that real snotty weather that was producing yellowfin a pretty good abundance. You had to chum them up, and it's the first time I've come home with zero bait in the tank because we were chumming so much.
Well, what a fun day, though, to have your boat. I know you've got a Parker from West Coast Marine just like myself, and what a fun week of getting some bugs early in the week and some fresh tuna afterwards. Sounds like a good dinner at the Sherman House.
Yeah, absolutely. I had a quick question for Frank, too. I haven't been back to Guadalupe. It's been 30 years since I've been there, and I know it's a pretty popular trip. How far out in advance are those trips booked out?
Well, there's one trip on the Shogun that's available right now, and it's not it's difficult for some people, but it's December 16th, and I believe there's only four or five people on it, and Jen was asking me what we do about it, and I said, you just sit tight, because when the folks see that it's very good fishing in November,
yeah, exactly,
which I'm willing to bet we're going to have, and December has been a fabulous month, so there you go. And I believe Royal Star in December also has a couple of openings, so Shogun and Royal Star have some openings in December. I think the December 26 trips are full. But that one before Christmas, I know we have openings on, and it's definitely going to go.
How long of a trip is that one? On the
7 days.
Okay, perfect. Good time of year, too, because business is usually a little on the slow side. Holidays are coming, but you're not so close to the holidays. You need to worry about travel plans.
Good time of the year. But and then as far as September, October, and November, those are already going for next year. You can go and get on our websites, and you can see the schedules, and you can book them. But they're already starting to go, and a few of the trips are already full for next year. So you shouldn't waste too much time if you want to go to Guadalupe.
Sure, I'm glad you had such a great trip, man. Thanks for the reports and keeping us up to date. What's going on out there?
You bet, buddy. And I tell you how long it's been since I've been to Guadalupe. It was on the Brighton Morning Stars when we went to that island.
That was a long time ago.
You got it, buddy. Appreciate the phone call, Sherm. Thanks very much.
Oh, all right, guys. Have a good one.
You got it. Wayne in Huntington's up next. What's up, Wayne?
Hey, guys. How's everything going?
Great. Good morning.
Fantastic show. Hey, I got to say, Frank, you're so right about the up-and-coming talent of the new captains and guys that have been deckhands since they were little squirts. I mean, some of the captains that are out there that are coming up, like Toro, like Jody over at Seaforth, a couple guys up over here in Huntington area.
I was going to say, really, we got some real good guys up there in San Pedro, too, some young guys that are really doing well.
Yeah, the 22nd Street Landing was fantastic. I mean, I was out the other day on the Liberty. Yes, it is choreographed chaos, but you can get up on the rail. The deckhands will help you. Everybody gets a fish, and the captains are happy.
Yep, good call.
All right.
Thanks
well, thank
a lot, you guys.
Thank you for the call.
You got it, Wayne. Who's up next, Corey?
Well, let's do this, and let's talk to Dee. Dee has been very patient, and thank you for your patience. Dee from Laguna Beach, welcome to the show this morning.
Hi, Dee.
Yeah, well, first of all, I'm very jealous of all you guys. You guys have too much fun every Saturday and Sunday. I don't like that for myself.
I'm by
myself. And my question is this, you guys. I've heard a lot about the Liberty, and I want to go on with it next week. But I also want to know about the three-day trips. Is that schedule set, or is it kind of an open thing that they make up the three-day trips?
There is a 2.5 day on the Liberty leaving Monday. That'd be the 22nd, leaving at 11 in the morning. And I don't know if it's full or not. I think it might be, but you'll have to go online and look. And as far as scheduling another one, I'm not quite sure. But I think we will schedule another one, but I'm not quite sure. I got to talk to Taro.
I think that's so cool that the Liberty has that type of flexibility, because the Liberty is a full-day, it's the full-day boat, a fisherman's
right.
landing. That's what they do. But it's not a quote-unquote full-day boat. It's a three-day boat that runs full-day trips.
The fish capacity, got the bait capacity, got the nice bunks, got a beautiful galley.
Yes.
And better yet, got an outstanding chef in Sarah.
Yeah,
the Liberty is the full-day trip, or the full-day boat that you can jump on from, drive from L.A., have a bunk and sleep on your way out.
The best.
After the bite all day, you can take a shower and then lay down on your way home before you drive to L.A. How does it get any better?
I just think
nice boat.
That was the smartest thing you guys could have ever done. That really opened up the offshore tuna fishing on a trip where you leave in the morning and come back in the evening to people that, you know, it's a tough time to do that. To be able to you nailed it, Corey, to be able to get a little power nap before your 3-hour drive home is everything.
A guy that was highly responsible for that boat being what it is Dean Adams. I think you know that. He's our guru there at the landing as far as when we have troubles between him and Greg Hibbs and a few other guys, Dale.
Make our lives a whole lot better. They're the emergency fixers.
A lot
and,
of knowledge.
And planners, for sure. Hey, do you appreciate the phone call very much?
Let's jump back into them, Rick. They've been absolutely jam-packed the whole show. We're going to talk to Bob. Bob's calling from Dana Point this morning. Good morning.
Hey, Bob.
Good morning. Hi, Frank and Kathy.
Morning.
Morning, Bob.
I want your tip. I want to target a jumbo bluefin.
I already got a
227 this year. I'm thinking about dropping down a flying fish or a couple jumbo squid. What do you think of that?
I personally would go with the squid. Okay. Rather, if you're going to drop something down, if you're going to be trolling it, I would be trolling the live flyer if I could have a live flyer. But the jumbo squid, especially at night. Or even daytime if you're in a long drift, but that's what I would be using. How about you, Rick?
I think that's a great call. My question for both you and Kathy was if a guy were going to want to do a squid, how would you like to rig it? Do you like one big single hook up top? Do you like the almost like a kite where you do a hook in the head and in the tentacles, and then sinker? And also, how do you like to attach a sinker? Those would be my.
Well, I think I would use a slider, and I would stop the slider above the the bait, and just simply because I don't want that slider down on the hook.
Yeah.
And I would go with the hook and the tail and head.
Okay. Do that.
What would you do, Rick?
I would do the same. You're probably right on the slider, not knowing.
Don't like that extra leader.
Yeah, I usually just do a rubber band. I do a rubber band and a torpedo sinker.
That would work. Good.
But I'm with you. I like the head and the tail thing. I would make the rig where we would crimp how we've made it for some of the guys in the shop is we take a. I like big hooks. I'm a big hook guy, and I think in the dark with big baits, you can get away with big hooks. And I think big hooks with big barbs help so much in a fish coming on board.
Absolutely.
And I like a big forged J-hook up top and either a – and the other thing that's maybe slightly unconventional, and it's probably because we've been doing so much fishing on our boat with those yummy flyers and flying fish, I am becoming such a fan of those big, ultra-heavy-duty treble hooks. And if I were rigging that bait up, I think I would probably do a big J-hook, like a 7691, 9-0, or 10-0, and then I would crimp a piece of 300-pound to the eye of that hook, and I'd run it back 6 or 8 inches or so, depending on the squid, and I'd probably crimp one of those 5-0 ST-76, five extra strong treble hooks in the back, and I think that would
there
be,
it is from the man that knows
rig.
What he's doing.
There
that's,
it is.
That's one of the reasons why you go to Fisherman's Tackle, because of Rick's knowledge and Doug's knowledge, etc. But, you brought up the big hook thing. We had a guy, he missed two grouper, and what's he using? He's using a Mutu style hook.
Right.
You need that J hook.
Get a big hook.
9-0, 10-0, 8-0 J hook. That's what you want to be using.
You got to get a bite, but boy, if you get one of those big hooks, if you swing a big hook with a big old barb into those things, they come home.
You might own it.
Yeah, they come home for sure. Great question, Bob. I know if there's anybody that's going to get another 200-pounder, it's going to be Mr. Wolfson for sure.
Right, there it is. And we're going to jump back into it, Rick. They've been full the whole show. Let's talk to John. John's calling from San Diego. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, John.
Good morning, guys. You talked about the controlled chaos of being on a sport boat with the boat drifting and fishing live baits. What do you think about putting in at midships, in the middle of the boat rather than at the back of the boat, sometimes there's a little bit of an opening in that area?
I think when the bite's on, that works very fine. I think just getting the bait out away from the boat is probably more the important thing. The thing about it when you're drifting, if you're putting the starboard side into the wind, you're going to always be moving left. So I'd like to see the guys go in on the stern, and as long as you get the anglers all moving together, it works out very fine. That's why sometimes when you jump in the middle, like on the starboard side, your bait isn't going to be moving as fast, so you're going to stand there for a few minutes and let people go under you. I really do like seeing people go in off the stern, off the corner, and then move, step left.
And that's, we were talking about that earlier in the show too, Frank.
Right.
Where they,
that's right.
if the guy on the tank knows what he's doing, which they do, right, and they've got him going on the corner, you're hopefully putting your bait in on that same corner and then rotating left.
And then the secret is, you know, for the guy like Rick or yourself, you just go to the bow.
We gave that up.
And you cast down the port side, okay, downwind. But also with an angle off the bow,
right.
And you let the bait come across the bow, and that's just gold.
I always love sharing a thing that I picked up from Kathy and yourself a long time ago for fishing big trips. When it's tough fishing and it's not easy to get a bait out on real heavy line, and that's when your bait's running away from the boat and getting the angle of your rod tip up high in the air and, you know, decreasing the amount of the line that's in the water. So
I'm a strong believer in that.
I'm with you. It makes a big difference. There's way less drag that your bait is carrying around, and that was something I picked up from Kathy a long time ago, and I still think it's – and it applies to everything. I mean, there's just because you do it on a 16-day doesn't mean it doesn't help a whole bunch when you're going on the Liberty on a three-quarter day.
You can actually have a bait 60 feet away from the boat, 70 feet away from the boat, and not have more than 2 feet of line in the water.
Mm-hmm. And the less drag that bait has to carry around, the better he's going to swim, and the more he looks like a sardine that just came out of the chum scoop, and then the bite comes.
You know, if you wanted to compare it to anything, just think about yourself running around a track, and every 10 yards, go ahead and add a 5-pound weight to what you're dragging. And the more you go and the more 5-pound weights, pretty soon you're going to be walking and huffing and puffing, and that's what's exactly happening with that bait.
That's a great analogy. Hey, appreciate the phone call very much. Corey, we don't got a whole lot of time. Let's sneak one more in there.
Let's do it. We're going to talk to Tom. Tom's calling from San Diego. Welcome to the show this morning, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Well, good morning, gentlemen and Kathy. I always call, and I first always ask Kathy if she's got any new records in the hopper or awaiting word on. And then I also want to commend Frank for everything he and, well, Kathy and everybody they do for the local community, and including donating fishing trips to our CCA association.
Well, thank you for that. We enjoy seeing that happen, and we'll continue to do that. Kathy is...
No, I don't have anything in the hopper right now.
I'm with you. I'm ready for another Kathy record trip.
I would love to put another one in the hopper, see what we can do.
No, none that have your eye that you're kind of twitching that you think, well, that's a record I'd like to go after.
You know, they come and they go in my mind, and...
I'll spark one.
Go ahead, spark one for you.
El Salto Bass for Lady Angler.
Oh, yeah.
How big?
I don't know. Let's do it.
That's a good research one.
That's a good one to research.
Light line, you know.
I never focused. Well, I did focus in the Amazon on a peacock.
Actually, Kathy just, you know, except for her halibut record, she just focuses on going fishing and having fun.
Although, when I was in the Amazon, I was focused on a peacock, and I missed it because it's... That record's 29, and I got a
26.
Oh, my Lord.
26.
The all tackle, the biggest one ever.
That was a great sight. Yeah, I wish you could have seen that one come out of the water. That was
He jumped up out of the water fully and dove down on my jig. God.
And my jig was 2 feet away.
That's awesome.
We saw the fish, and we both casted at him.
Oh, unbelievable. Hey, appreciate the phone call very much. When we come back, we're going to find out who's going on a full-day trip on the Liberty. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring Fall Sales Event is back.
back. For a limited time, purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 115 horsepower four-stroke and get 6 years of warranty protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit. New 150 to 300 horsepower four-strokes come with 6 full years of warranty protection. Visit your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha. Reliability starts here. Offer ends November 19th, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. 36-month limited warranty and 36-month Yamaha extended service contract. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 36-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Saturday, November 3rd is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, top tackle manufacturers like AFTCO showing off their full line of clothing built for saltwater anglers. Check AFTCO out at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 3rd.
Quality is the name of the game at Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, plus a great fleet. It's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Prowler, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Hey everybody, this is Captain Dwayne Diego, four-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090. All right, Corey, who's going fishing on the Liberty?
We had so many patient callers, Rick. We left the lines nearly packed, and it was Eric. Eric Cohn from Long Beach won the full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing.
Congratulations. What a great boat. What a great ride. What a great time to go do it.
You think?
Yeah,
good no times.
Joke. Frank, Kathy, can't begin to thank you enough for coming. I know it was a busy time being fresh off the boat, and we really appreciate you coming and hanging and talking fishing with us, and can't wait for the next. What's next, Royal Polaris? Steady fishing?
Oh, yeah, they're 10-day trips, and let's see. I get back on the boat November 11th for a 10-day trip to put up with that obnoxious Harold Davis.
Oh, good luck.
And then the boat's got, a 7-day trip. So, to Guadalupe.
As you said, that it's been a very busy year, very good fishing, but that does not mean that there's not spots available here and there, ones and twos.
They happen. You can't believe it. This, on the Shogun, leaving Sunday, in this last week, we had 3 cancellations. They all filled, but we had 3 cancellations just in the last week.
If
so,
you want to go fishing, call the girls. Hey,
put your name down.
I want to go. Here's $500. I'm serious. When a spot opens up, I want the phone call. You would be amazed at how often.
Or just last minute, you just call and say, hey, put my name on the list if somebody drops out. And you'd be amazed. I mean, there's different reasons. I mean, even on the Royal Polaris, we have this one gentleman that's really a good guy, fishes every year. Monica received a letter from him 3 days ago. Sorry, I can't make it. Here's my payment in full.
Wow, no kidding.
Yeah. Wow, how about that?
Well, we have some honorable passengers that know that you cancel 2 or 3 days before, you should pay for your trip because sometimes very hard to fill.
Yep.
And if we do fill it, we send it right back.
There you go. That's awesome. Well, if somebody wants to take advantage of that, get their name on a list, go fishing with you on the Royal Polaris, go fishing on the Shogun, how do we do it?
619-226-8030. Best yet, go on our website, shogunsportfishing.com or royalplayersportfishing.com.
awesome. Great job, Kathy. Appreciate it very much. Frank, thanks for sharing some great info. And we appreciate you. What a great show today. And we got another great one for you tomorrow. Corey and I are going to be in the studio. We're looking forward to hearing from the first day of fishing down at Palma Estate Cortez. Tomorrow, we got Ty Ponder from Apollo coming. I know a great bud of yours, a great inshore fisherman, and very few people have the enthusiasm for fishing as Ty. Corey, we're going to have a great show. A
lot of fun tomorrow.
You got it. We'll stay tuned tomorrow morning. It's Let's Talk Hookup, 7 to 9 a.m. on the Mighty 1090.